Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Caroline with College Girl Weekly, and this week we're going to be counting down the top 10 celebrity news stories of 2015. As the year is coming to an end, it's almost the end of December, we're coming down, we're getting into the big last stretch of homework season and finals and everything. I figured it would be a good time to just go back through the year and think about everything that's happened. It's been a huge year for celebrity news stories. There's been scandals, there's been baby bump news, and I just want to remind everybody that these news stories are rated subjectively by us at College Girl Weekly, and the ratings have no bearing except for the opinion of us here at College Girl Weekly. So it's not, we're not trying to offend anybody. If you have different opinions, we'd love to hear from you. So without further ado, here is number 10. Adele has returned to her former spot in the spotlight with seemingly no hate at all for having been gone for so long. She seemed to just seamlessly come right back into where she was. Her new album, 25, is at the top of the Billboard 100 charts. Her new album has sparked 21 to the return to the top 10, which is amazing. That doesn't happen very often. She released her album without even any ads coming out. Nobody knew she was releasing anything, really. And it just came out, and it just blew up like nobody else. And her new single is called Hello. If you haven't heard it yet, I suggest that you get out from the rock you've been hiding under, since it's playing everywhere. Everybody's doing covers of it. It's playing all over the place. So go out and listen to that if you haven't. And also, 25 is the biggest-selling album of 2015 and has broken a record for sales in its first week that was previously held by NSYNC. They're, you know, they've been gone for a while, so you can imagine how long that record has been there for. So, yes, Adele's return is number 10, and I just can't wait to see what else she's going to do. So without further ado, here is number 9. Kim Kardashian is pregnant with baby boy Wes. Her second baby, everybody knows that her first baby, Norris, was all over the media when she was born and when Kim got pregnant, so it's big news now that baby two is almost here. The Kim Kardashian West announced that she was expecting baby two with Kanye in May. They revealed on Father's Day, which is adorable, that they're having a boy this time, which is going to be super interesting to see what kind of names they get with, they go with, and hopefully it'll go in a better direction. Get it, direction. Kim hates being pregnant and has tough pregnancies, she stated on a couple news shows, so that's interesting. The Chronicles pregnancies on Instagram, nude baby bump photos have been included. Kimmy babies are always well covered in the media, and this just leads back to a throwback to Northwest, which was a great time in everybody's life. So I hope she'll go with a into a different direction. North, it wasn't great for a name for a baby, but hopefully it'll get better before anything bad happens. Okay, so number 8 is that Blake and Miranda Lambert got divorced, which just breaks my heart. Country music stars Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert announced that they were ending their 4-year marriage in July, which again broke hearts everywhere because they were the ideal couple, and if they can't find love, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. So the singers had been dating since 2006. They got married in 2011 and sang duets such as You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. They collaborated on writing songs like Over You. But they were generally a private couple, and so the news of them getting divorced was a really strong hit, I think. But their careers made it hard for them to spend time together, which I totally understand. You don't want to be married to somebody you never get to spend time with. So I get that. Still sad, though. Still sad. So we're going to go on a little break, and when we get back, we're going to hear 7-1. And, of course, we're going to go and get more and more exciting as we go. So without further ado, here's an ad.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, we're back, and we just went over 10 through 8 of the top 10 celebrity news stories of 2015. So we're going to get right back into it, and we're going to go to the Tyga and Kylie Jenner story, which has been in the media all over the place. Tyga is 26 and has a child with Blachnia. I should have really learned how to pronounce his name before I said it. Anyway, he has a kid, which isn't more than enough, more than you need to know. And Kylie is 18, and she just turned 18, and is obviously a Kardashian. So, well, she's not a Kardashian, she's a Jenner, but she's part of the big Kardashian fandom. So it's pretty big. I don't know. That's a pretty big difference in age. And the fact that he has a kid and she's 18, that's a big deal. So the relationship was denied. It was split off as a friendship until Kylie turned 18, and then they kind of came out with it and said that they were actually dating. So they have exchanged lavish gifts, a Ferrari for Kylie's 18th birthday. Tyga has Kylie's name tattooed on his arm, which is a really big commitment, especially when your girlfriend's 18. I don't know, that seems crazy to me. But there are rumors of marriage, but there are also rumors of breakups. Tyga pulled out of Kylie's house, and Kylie did not post on Instagram for his birthday, which, as everybody knows, if you don't post on Instagram for their birthday, do you really even know them? It's crazy. So that's a pretty big story that's been happening this year. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that one. Okay, so Lamar Odom and his medical crisis is number 6. There's been constant coverage from E! About this entire crisis. Lamar Odom was found unconscious by two women who he was partying there with for 3 days on the Love Ranch, a brothel in Nevada. And in his VIP suite, he was in a coma and was placed on life support before becoming conscious again. Of course, this spiked everybody to go after Khloé and be like, what's happening? Do you know anything? Are you going over there to see what happens? So she called off their divorce and for her to make medical decisions and assist with his care. Obviously, you can't be divorced and then have your ex-wife make your decisions for your medical care. So they called off their divorce. He suffered strokes and kidney failure, which is crazy. Lamar, we love you. According to rumors, Lamar was using herbal Viagra and drinking cognac in addition to perhaps using cocaine during his time at the Love Ranch. Crazy mixture, Lamar. Don't do it again. We'd hate to lose you here. Okay, so number 4 is Zayn left One Direction, and everybody is really upset about it, as they should be. Zayn Malik left 1D on March 22nd, saying that he wanted to live like a normal 22-year-old with private time outside of the spotlight after leaving the band's world tour for 6 days due to stress. So that makes sense. Basically, he's 22. He doesn't want to live in the spotlight forever. He could always go back to it later and be very successful if that's what he chose to do. He's going to have a lifelong group of fans behind him forever now. So there's no worry about that. He signed a solo record deal with RCA Records in July, giving his fans hope of a solo career. He has teased the release of a solo album or new music, but hasn't done anything crazy yet. Zayn's departure rocked the 1D world, and the fans went crazy on social media platforms. So basically, everybody is posting, was posting back in March. They're still talking about it, but it's much less covered. Everybody was saying how upset they were and how he ruined 1D. I personally am not the biggest One Direction fan, so I don't really know too much about this story. I did have my roommate do a lot of research for me, and basically, it did hurt 1D, but not enough for them to lose any money because their fans are going to be their fans forever anyway. So basically, he wanted to live like a normal human being, which I totally understand. Okay. So, Actually, we are at 4. So now we're at 4. Okay, my bad. My counting is off. So Princess Charlotte was born. This was probably one of my favorite stories of the entire year. I looked forward to this. I followed it. I had this posted in my news thing. I had it starred so that anytime Princess Charlotte was mentioned, I would be right there with it. I was so excited about this. So they named her Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana of Cambridge. She was born May 2nd at 8:34 a.m., and she weighed 8 pounds and 3 ounces. She's so precious. I can't even get over it. And, of course, they had to put Diana in the name. It's beautiful. It was amazing. And they put Charlotte there for Charles. I call him Charlie because I feel like I'm part of a family, whatever. But his name is Charles. So, yeah, Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. Beautiful name. Gorgeous. She was introduced to the world and her adorable brother, Prince George, later that day outside of St. Mary's Hospital, less than 10 hours after her birth. And I don't know how she does it each time, but Duchess Kate looked absolutely gorgeous in a yellow dress, even though she had just given birth. I don't know anybody who looks that good after having a baby, but she does it again because she did it the first time, and here she is. Kate, she looks beautiful all the time. So is crazy adorable, this little girl. I can't even believe it. There's only been a few pictures released. There were baptism pictures. Pictures on the day she was born and left the hospital, photos with Prince George at 1 month, and 6 month dress photos, which just came out and were beautiful. She looked exactly like Prince George in the most adorable way. You'd never be able to say that they weren't siblings. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Media and me and my team are absolutely obsessed with her, and she's so adorable. She's the perfect combo of Kate and William. They make absolutely beautiful babies. I don't know what it is, but they're perfect. So, yes, that is, without further ado, number 4. So here we go. We're going to go on another break. And then when we get back, we're going to go 3, 2, and 1. In that order. Enjoy, guys.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. Oh. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese.
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys, welcome back. So we've been through 10 to 4, and now we're going to go from 3, and we're going to do 2, we're going to do 1, and we're going to go right up to the top of the top 10 celebrity news stories of 2015. So this next story, number 3, it's a little bit of, I need to put a little bit of a disclaimer here. It's not meant for not mature audiences, but here we go. Without further ado, Ashley Madison. So basically, the story. Hackers released the data, including names, email addresses, and home addresses of users on the cheating website Ashley Madison, whose slogan, by the way, is "Life's short, have an affair." Ridiculous, but whatever. Many celebrities were implicated in the Ashley Madison data hack. Most high profile of all was Josh Duggar, who has his own story to talk about, who paid for 2 subscriptions from 2013 to 2015, one that guaranteed an affair. His interests on the website include one-night stands, sex, and sex toys. Josh admitted in a statement that he viewed pornography online and was unfaithful to his wife, Anna, who is just such a beautiful little butterfly and doesn't deserve any of this. A pastor whose information was revealed in the hack committed suicide shortly after the release, which makes a lot of sense considering he's a pastor, not really supposed to be doing anything bad, especially not with regards to sex at all, and he was found on the Ashley Madison site. So makes sense, though it's still, you know, suicide's not the option at all, but I can see where he's going. Many of the women on the website were actually bots created by the website to give an illusion of multiple women to have affairs with, when in reality, the website was a majority male. Other celebrities whose names were included in the data hack included Christian YouTuber, who's a YouTuber, and former nurse Sam Rader, and Real Housewives of New York husband Josh Taekman, who's admitted to having accounts casually. Others who denied their alleged accounts were Snooki's husband, Gianni Laval, and VP Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, which I personally think is just so ironic because just Biden is so crazy, and every time he opens his mouth, some crazy thing comes out, so it just makes sense that his son would be crazy too. So that is number three. Big, big, big news story just recently. So that was definitely up on the list. Big deal, and it implicated a lot of people too, so I think that was an important one to talk about. So number two is semi-related-ish, not really, is the Josh Duggar molestation scandal, which was a huge one, and one that was really, I don't understand why it's even a thought that it would be okay, but whatever, here's the story. Josh Duggar is accused of molesting five girls in 2002 while a minor, 14, in May 2015, including his sisters Jessa and Jill, who are both now married. Both sisters said they forgave Josh, but that makes sense considering that they are so religious. If they didn't forgive him, I'm sure some horrible, horrible fate would have been bestowed onto them. And Jill just had a baby, Israel. And Jessa was pregnant with her first child, who also was just born, revealed by In Touch Weekly. Girls reportedly were fondled by Josh while they were asleep or unaware. Was reported to the police. The cop ended up going to prison later for his own child-related crimes, which only makes sense why nothing ever came out then. Josh only sent to counseling, and I put that in quotes because it is necessary of quotes, because counseling, really, with a friend in Little Rock. Interview canceled in 2006 on Oprah because Oprah's people found out. Thank you, Oprah, for canceling the interview, but please, why did you not tell anybody? Josh stepped down from his position in the Family Research Council lobby group. 90 Kids and Counting is being pulled from the airwaves. Advertisements from major companies reportedly canceled. Hulu takes episodes off of its website. Thank you, Hulu, for as much shit as Hulu gives me. They finally did something right. Amid this drama, Anna and Josh had their fourth child, which I can't even begin to explain how upset I am about this, because this entire group of people is taught that you don't leave your husband and you don't do anything to hurt your husband. You're there to have children and all of that and to worship God. And now something horrible has happened and she finds out all this stuff about her husband. And they have four little kids, and it's so dangerous for her to be in that situation, Anna. And now they have their fourth child while all of this is going on, and she can't even leave because her religion says it's basically against everything. There was talk of her leaving at one point, but that blew over pretty quickly because, she, you know, it's against her religion, it's against what she believes in, so she's not leaving for whatever reason, because I know I'd be out of there, but it's not me, and I can't make that decision for her as much as I'd like to. So that, without further ado, was number two. So that was a really big scandal. And number one, which is the top celebrity news story of 2015, was Caitlyn Jenner's transformation. In April of 2015, in an interview with Diane Sawyer for 2020, Jenner came out as a trans woman. In June, Jenner started using a female name and pronouns, and in September, legally changed her name and gender to Caitlyn Marie Jenner. Caitlyn had a Vanity Fair issue and photo shoot entitled Call Me Caitlyn, and amassed millions of Twitter followers in record-breaking time on a new @CaitlynJenner Twitter. Named one of Glamour's 25 Glamour Women of the Year, sparking a return Moira Smith's posthumous award by her husband, Moria was only NYPD policewoman to die in the 9/11 attacks. Received the Arthur Ashe Courage Award at 2015 ESPYs. 8-part documentary series, I Am Kate on E, following Jenner's transition and family relationships. So this was a really big story, which is why it's number one. And yeah, this was a huge story. So the reason I think why this was so big was because she was the first person to come out as a trans woman in the media. Because this happens all the time. You know, people decide that they don't believe or they don't feel as though they are the gender they were originally born as, and they change their gender, and that's totally normal, but it hadn't been covered in the media at all. So I think that that's why this was such a big deal. I mean, there are a few other people, but, you know, the Jenners as a family were really big. So for them to have somebody who did that, I think was amazing. So while this is all happening, though, she is creating a bit of drama with the Kardashians, and I think that that will blow up a bit more. I know a lot of people are mad that she got the Woman of the Year award just because, one, she hasn't even been a woman for a whole year, so there's that, and two, you know, this wasn't the most amazing thing that a woman has done in 2015, so I think that that sparked a lot of anger. So normally during this time, I would play you a song by another artist, but today I'm having some technical difficulties, so we're going to take one more quick break, and then we'll be right back. Okay?
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys, we're back. So if you enjoyed this episode, or if you did not enjoy this episode, please let us know. We have a Twitter, which is at College Girl Week. We have a Tumblr, which is college-girl-weekly.tumblr.com. We have a Facebook, which is facebook.com/collegegirlweekly. We have an Instagram, which is college.girl.weekly. So you can find us on pretty much anything you search. Just go and search for us. We'll be there. We'd love to hear your comments. We want to know if you agreed with our order or even with the stories that we chose. Did you have a different opinion? Did you not like how something was shown? Let us know. Let us know what you want. For our next episode, we're going to talk about holidays and how to make it happen on a college budget, which is a pretty big deal. So we're going to talk about that in our next episode, which, of course, is on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Be sure to check that out. Again, thanks for listening. Let us know if you liked anything, if you want us to talk about anything in future episodes. Just come talk to us. We're pretty friendly. We love to hear your comments. So, okay, thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.